This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
Residential composting has become increasingly popular in Chicago. Companies like Waste Not Compost will pick up food scraps and other organic waste from customers across the city. And that includes WBEZ's Courtney Kippers, who started composting last year. She recently spent a day riding along as her bucket was picked up.
Okay, I got my text that says, "Tomorrow is your Waste Not service day. Please put your bucket in its location by 6:30 a.m. So let's take a trip to our fridge and see if there's anything that's hiding in there that could go. We've got our fruit drawer. We always check there. We have some clementines and apples. Take a dig to the bottom, and everything actually looks pretty good there. We're going to put the lid back on our bucket. So let's go set out our compost. It's Monday morning, and I'm just waiting for Waste Not.
Good morning.
Doing well. How are you?
Doing pretty well.
I'm Liam Donnelly. I'm the CEO and founder of Waste Not Compost. We're a zero emissions compost collection service for homes and businesses. This is the first bucket of the day. Typically, we're doing over 100 buckets a day. We weigh every bucket so that we can provide information to all of our members on how much they're diverting. So you composted 15.5 pounds, and once we enter that in here and mark this as a success, it'll automatically go to your account, and you'll be able to see that. We're off to our next one.
All right, let's go.
600 feet, turn left onto West. This is kind of fun. Our next stop has been a member since essentially I started service. My entire life has been in Chicago. I grew up composting in my parents' backyard. And it wasn't until I was 14 that I realized most people didn't compost. This one is about 17.2 pounds. And that concludes the abbreviated route that we've got today.
So where are we going now?
We're going to one of the Northside hubs. We garage all our vehicles because we plug them in overnight, and this is part of where the magic happens. When you get back, you pull into your spot, you open up your van, and that's when probably the least fun for most of the team occurs, and that's dumping every bucket.
Can I see you dump a couple of these?
Yeah.
Is that possible?
No,
okay. I want to see where my compost goes as much as possible here. So you're pulling this big blue bin right up to the back of the truck. So what do you see in that bucket?
This one actually smells pretty good. It's pretty citrusy. We got some banana peels, some peppers. I don't know what the green stuff is actually. This is a version of what our composting actually looks like. Essentially, it's a very large version of what goes in a backyard, but it's got some mechanical assistance for us.
Okay, this is my bin going in here. How long until that's finished compost?
It can be as quickly as 14 days, and that's good. That's really good. We have bins of finished compost, we have bags of finished compost, and all of it is on its way to be added to people's houseplants, people's gardens, ensuring that the nutrients that people are spending money on in the grocery store are actually returned to the soil here in Chicago.
Well, thank you so much. This has been really awesome. Okay, and I am back home and I have this brand new empty bucket and we're going to start composting all over again.
That's WBEZ's Courtney Kippers. You're listening to WBEZ.